Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Merritt Street Media, the new television enterprise organized by Dr. Phil McGraw, begins its existence tomorrow morning. What's awaiting you when it comes on? We'll go over what we know, what we don't know, and why next. Also ahead, the 2024 New Front TV players, a new stars diversity movement, and our new classic trivia question with a bonus prize. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on 46 great podcast destinations. This just in, it's April Fool's Day. Yes, April 1st, no fooling. And tomorrow will be televised. Today's program is brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. 54 degrees at the top of the hour on this Monday afternoon, start of the first full week of April. No fooling about that either. And wherever you are, we welcome you to the program about TV's current and future. A very interesting episode for you today, and we invite you to be part of the program. And for those of you out there who are big Dr. Phil fans who may have heard about Merritt Street Media, I would like to hear from you about whether you will watch this network, what have you heard about it, what do you think, will you watch, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's communicate. Give us a call. How? Pick up the phone, dial in, use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. You can also be involved with our chat room. SimonApple04 is the name of the room. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, we'll be connecting with you. And let's get things started on this first full week of April with news notes. Major smart TV set and device makers will get a big opportunity here in the Big Apple to unveil their latest content and services. That opportunity is the annual New Front under the auspices of the Interactive Advertising Bureau, a.k.a. IAB, and running from April 29th to May 2nd at various locations. Vizio, in the process of turning ownership over to Walmart, will be in the spotlight opening afternoon, with Samsung and Roku Tuesday afternoon attractions. LG and Telly will be part of a day-long IAB-organized presentation May 1st in Manhattan's Financial District. Content suppliers and programmers involved this year include Condé Nast, Reverie, Canela Media, Vivo, Estrella Media, and TikTok. Stars will team up with the Coalition of Asia-Pacific in Entertainment for a showrunner's incubator project. The goal? Increase the number of scripted series overseers of Asian and Asian American descent. Applications for participants in the first incubator class are due April 26th. Two quickies for you. Felicity Huffman will join the cast of Criminal Minds Evolution on Paramount Plus. Her role in the program's second season, which is now in production, is her first since involvement in a college admissions scandal 5 years ago. And Bad River, a documentary special executive produced by NBA Hall of Fame player and NCAA basketball analyst Grant Hill, will premiere April 22nd, Earth Day, on Black Experience on Xfinity Channel. Dealing with the efforts of a Native American community to preserve Lake Superior, Bad River also will run on the multi-channel bundle Zumo. And that is news notes for today. All right, let's get into our classic trivia question segment. Unfortunately, nobody got the correct response to our classic trivia question we've been offering on this program the last 2 weeks. So our 7 prizes that have been in play for quite some time and our bonus book prize, that is the new best-selling book, The Bedford Massacre, by James Swanson of Manhunt fame, well, they'll be held over to our new question, which we'll have for you later on in the program. So let's give you the answer to the current classic trivia question. We asked you, how many actors played Martin Caine, Private Eye? That's the live 1949-54 NBC mystery series hit. As it turned out, the answer is 4. 4 actors played Martin Caine over the course of that 5-year run. And we were going to give you the bonus book prize if your answer would name all 4 of those actors. They are William Gargan. That's right, William Gargan was the player for the first 2 seasons. Then Lloyd Nolan, so I remember him from his role as the kindly doctor on Julia with Diane Carroll, and also was a great movie star as well for a very long time. He was in season 3. Then Lee Tracy, the 1930s movie star, later a Tony Award winner and an Oscar nominee for his performance playing a presidential candidate in The Best Man. He was the 3rd Martin Caine in season 4. And finally, Mark Stevens wrapped it up in season 5. Incidentally, William Gargan replay came when it was revived in the late 1950s in the syndicated series known as The New Adventures of Martin Kane. So our classic trivia answer, four actors played Martin Kane Private Eye, and they were, in order, William Gargan, Lloyd Nolan, Lee Tracy, and Mark Stevens. So that's our classic trivia answer that nobody got. We'll bring you a new classic trivia question later in the program. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're emailing from, and we'll go from there. All right? So stay tuned. You could be our latest classic trivia winner, but you got to be in to win, and we'll give you that new question with a new bonus part to it. That'll be later in today's program. When we come back, the whole 10 yards about Merritt Street Media, Dr. Phil's new venture that premieres tomorrow morning on smart TV sets and devices, broadcast stations, and cable systems. We'll tell you what we know, what we don't know, why, and where things go from here. First, let's give you a message from our wonderful sponsor, Wild. Are you out to make your personal well-being more natural and eco-friendly? Then give Wild a try. You know, Wild deodorant, which I use regularly, has natural ingredients that freshen you anytime for any occasion. Goes on great, not sticky, and it comes in a refillable case so that when you have one use of Wild gone, you just switch the bottom of the case, pops out, put a new one in, flip it out, and you're all good to go. Wild comes in a variety of scent and color combinations, such as jasmine and mandarin blossom, or my favorites, fresh cotton and sea salt. There's no harsh chemicals to fret about. If you want a refill, it gets delivered right to your door. So go Wild today. You can't go wrong with it. And you get a special discount of 25% off your first order when you use the promo code SimonApple04. That's Simon Applebaum, number 4. SimonApple04 at checkout. So go to wearewild.com. That's wearewild.com. Use that promo code SimonApple04 and get that 25% off your first order today. Enjoy Wild. It's the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. So back in November of last year, Dr. Phil, who had come off 21 years of his highly successful syndicated daily program, announced that he was going to launch something new, a brand new television network known as Merritt Street Media. Here's what he said at the time, and I'm quoting from the press release that came out of Dallas, Texas. I absolutely love talking to real people about real problems, people who aren't just complaining but are actively looking for real solutions to better their lives. Families and our core values are under attack. I love this country, and I believe family is the backbone of our society. Together, we are going to stand strong and fight for the very soul and sanity of America and get things that matter back on track. As always, the audience will dictate our content because they are our content, and I want my viewers' help in building Merritt Street. I continue my pledge to help individuals, couples, and families have the tough conversations, face the hard realities, and get real answers for the most positive and effective outcome. So here's what we know about Merritt Street Media. One day before its scheduled launch tomorrow. Incidentally, this is the second effort to launch the network. Originally, it was supposed to launch on February 26th. It was delayed for all sorts of reasons till tomorrow, April 2nd. So here's what we know. One, the network is going to run on a variety of mediums. It is going to run on broadcast stations and is supplied by Trinity Broadcast System, the religious broadcaster. It is going to run on cable systems. It is going to run on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. At this moment, we don't know what smart TV sets, what devices, what cable operators, and what television stations, what various markets are going to run the service. Number two, it is going to be advertised supported. Right now, we don't know which advertisers are on board when this will start tomorrow. Three, the benchmark show in prime time, which will be running at 8 p.m. Eastern time, is Dr. Phil Primetime. It will have the same, pretty much the same format as his former syndicated series. And again, according to the press release that came out back in November, and I quote, McGraw will continue to offer his no-nonsense advice to guests and viewers, tackling the tough issues facing real people in the real world today. From raising a family in a world that at times seems to have gone mad, to children being corrupted by toxic social media platforms, to an epidemic of prescription drug addiction out of control immigration, to dealing with an education curriculum that for too many is failing and for some feels more like indoctrination, McGraw plans to tackle the challenges for which his viewers are seeking help and advice. Important conversations, such as social issues affecting both sides of the country, will be heard. Quote, and again, this is from McGraw, "It all begins and ends with real people dealing with these issues for real, using common sense, fact-based information, and action plans to create results." He will also, by the way, continue to conduct hard-hitting interviews with headline newsmakers. Number four, the key executive that is working with McGraw is Joel Cheatwood. He was a former news director and executive at WCBS-TV here in New York, CNN, Fox News. He is the chief operating officer for the service. Also, we should point out that Merritt Street Media has a website, www.merrittstreetmedia.com. That's merrittstreetmedia.com. Also, Dr. Phil will continue to have his social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, extra Twitter, and TikTok. In addition, he also will continue to do his two popular podcasts, Fill in the Blanks and Mystery and Murder Analysis by Dr. Phil. Also, his son, Jay McGraw, is as well involved in the service. Jay was on this program several years ago when he did The Doctors, which ran in syndication by the same production company that does Dr. Phil and syndicated by CBS TV Distribution at the time for over a decade. What about everything else on the schedule? Well, here's what we know. First, every day starting tomorrow, there will be two daily newscasts. One will be a two-hour. One will be an hour. The daily newscast in the morning is called Morning on Merritt Street. It will run from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Here is what the press release that announced this channel, this program, had to say. Morning on Merritt Street offers a fresh approach to morning news, combining information and enlightenment, entertainment, and inspiration. The program will not only provide the latest news from overnight and that morning, but also deliver actionable insights applicable to viewers' daily lives. From health and fitness to parental advice and financial guidance, award-winning journalist Dominique Sache and Farshan Singer lead a team committed to making morning a rewarding daily experience. Sache, who brings 28 years of news anchoring experience from Houston's KPRC, that's the NBC station there, boasts an online footprint with over 3.5 million followers, a popular YouTube channel, and a podcast titled Over 50 and Flourishing. Singer joins Merritt Street after 12 years evening news anchor for Fox 59 in Indianapolis. Her 30-year career includes an 11-year anchoring reporting stint at Fox 2 News in Detroit. Her endless philanthropy includes co-founding the charitable initiative Grit and Grace Nation, which empowers young women with leadership skills. Executive producer Andrew Scheer, who worked on Tamron Hall and The Doctors, will spearhead this daily newscast. And again, it's a two-hour newscast from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The other newscast will be on the hour before Dr. Phil in prime time. It's called The News on Merritt Street from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, I read from the press release that came out this past January. The News on Merritt Street takes a comprehensive approach to the top headlines of the day in the spirit of legendary radio broadcaster Paul Harvey. The program promises to deliver the rest of the story. In an era where news headlines are often misleading and confusing, the news pledges to fully investigate with a deeper dive into facts, figures, and history. Senior anchor Chris Gutierrez from KPRC-TV in Houston and DFW-TV Fox News, and co-host Lindsay Keith, who was a former journalist on Newsmax, and former Los Angeles County criminal prosecutor Lonnie Coombs, will provide viewers with fact-based research to dispel misinformation each weeknight. Executive producer Leslie Marcus, who worked in The Doctors as well as Extra and at the San Diego station KSWB, oversees the production. Situated at the newly constructed 5-acre Merritt Street Media Multiplex in Dallas-Fort Worth, the state-of-the-art news studios boast 10 floor-to-ceiling screens utilizing nearly 1 million LEDs. With additional 5-side newsrooms fully equipped for breaking news and exclusive online and streaming content, the entire news center covers 500,000 cubic feet. Now, again, Merritt Street Media is based in Dallas-Fort Worth in the heart of the multiplex. It's a 5-acre, my understanding, location. Something else we know about the daily schedule is that for 4 hours, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, there will be a true crime block for 4 hours. There will be 2 hours of reruns of Cops and its offshoot series Jail, classic Dr. Phil episodes with a true crime flavor, plus a daily series that will be on 6 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time called Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. And it will be, again, ripped from the headlines, cold cases asking for new leads, and an effort to try to bring cold cases to justice. And again, that will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and that will be just on Merritt Street Media. Also, on Fridays, there will be a weekly series called The Behavior Panel. And again, I'm reading from the press release about the True Crime Block that came out in February 1st to be exact. Renowned top body language and behavioral analysts Mark Bowden, Greg Hartley, Chase Hughes, and Scott Rouse, collectively known as the Behavior Panel, bring their expertise to Merritt Street. For years, they have provided the military, law enforcement, and Fortune 500 companies with expert interpretation of the gestures, fidgets, posture, and speech patterns to reveal human behavior. From YouTube, where videos amass over 4 million views, the panel's weekly show will analyze the news conferences, interviews, and public appearances by headline makers that capture worldwide attention. Viewers will learn the signs of dishonesty and deception to keep them safe. It'll be a one-hour episode each week, Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's another new exclusive to Merritt Street Media programming, The Behavior Panel. Now, the latest news about content that we have is the fact that Steve Harvey, that's right, the Steve Harvey of Family Feud fame, Judge Steve Harvey, et cetera, and his Daily Morning Show, is going to be involved with Merritt Street in several ways. He is going to be a strategic partner. He's going to work with Dr. Phil and crew on production and talent development, as well as on-air services. He's also going to be co-executive producing a documentary special that will run this fall about his annual mentoring program, where young men attend a week-long camp in Georgia, which Dr. Phil is also involved with. In addition, the network, Merritt Street Media, will also present a set of reruns from Steve Harvey's former NBC Universal syndicated talk show called Steve. So that will be running, and I have a hunch it will either run daytime or will run either 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock Eastern Time at night. So that pretty much is what we know about Merritt Street Media and its content that will start tomorrow morning. And again, it will start on broadcast stations, on cable systems, on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Now, here's what we don't know. We don't know the blanks and how they're going to be filled in the schedule. We don't know what's going to be running after that two-hour newscast in the morning, what's going to run before that True Crime Block, and what is also going to run in prime time and late night after Dr. Phil's hour prime time programming Monday through Friday. We also don't know what is going to run on the weekends and when. We also don't know what is going to be the future development of the network. Is there going to be scripted television at some point? Don't forget that Dr. Phil and his son Jay have been involved with Bull. They created that show, ran 6 seasons on CBS. They're now involved with So Help Me Todd, which is now in its second season on CBS on Thursday night, starring Marsha Gay Harden. And we don't know whether there'll be more unscripted television, other talk shows, more newscasts. And again, scripted TV. We don't know that. We also don't know what advertisers are going to be involved off the bat and also how many minutes of advertising will be on each hour. Question is, why don't we know? Well, a couple of factors. The big one is that up until this point, there has been very little publicity about the network apart from press releases. For example, there has not been a special press event here in New York or in Dallas or in Los Angeles or elsewhere, whether it's a press breakfast, a lunch, a formal press conference about the service and what it entails. And no opportunity for reporters to ask at an event like that, hey, Dr. Phil, Joe Cheatwood, et cetera, what's the program development for the network? How is it going? What are you looking at? What's the future? Scripted TV, so on and so forth. We haven't had that event. We have also invited Merritt Street Media to come on this program, either Cheatwood or Dr. Phil or Jay McGraw or somebody else in executive capacity to come on this network and do what I just did, explain what's on the service, what's going to be on the service, how is it being distributed, what's the reaction from viewers in advance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We don't know because we haven't had that. Now, at the same time, what's been really remarkable beside the lack of a press event to cover those topics, is the lack of press coverage by both the entertainment press and by the general press. Also, it should be pointed, and let me say this, we have not seen a story in The Hollywood Reporter. There has been a story recently in Variety. However, on Variety's website, you've got to be a VIP. You have to be a subscriber to their special content firewall to get that story. Nothing in the wrap. A little bit here, a little bit there, since the launch of the network in Deadline Hollywood Daily. Not much in broadcasting cable. Not much in multi-channel news. Not much in Next TV. In fact, when the network didn't launch originally on February 26th, we were one of the very few places that reported that and then reported when it would launch, which is tomorrow. One would think that if you had a service like Merritt Street, had great ambition, certainly has somebody like Steve Harvey as a major investor and program supplier, a Nancy Grace, and Dr. Phil in charge and doing a primetime series for the first time in his career, you would think that the entertainment trade press, the programs like Entertainment Tonight or TMZ, Access Hollywood, Extra, would be all over this. And so far, that hasn't happened. It's been, in my opinion, pathetic. This project deserves a lot better than to be shut out of regular coverage, especially on the eve of its launch. Now, something else needs to be said, too. Dr. Phil, on his own, has done some interviews for television and radio. He's done that because, in addition to launching his network, he's just launched a book called We've Got Issues, many of which will be covered on his primetime series in various episodes, which have already been taped. He's gone all over the map. He's gone to some of the morning talk shows. He's gone on Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO and CNN. He's gone on Mark Levin's nightly radio program, distributed by Westwood One, and podcasts. He has been all over, as many places as he could be on television, to spotlight more the book than the network. And he has made it clear that, you know, hey, this is going to launch on April 2nd. That's fine. And now a little comment. That's not enough. So that's where we stand with Merritt Street Media. And to be honest, I really think this is a bigger story than everyone is suggesting. We are talking about a new potentially major television network. We are talking about potentially a new home for original scripted and unscripted television. We are also talking about a network that is running on every possible distribution in television. Broadcast stations, cable systems, smart TV sets, smart devices, multicast channels. And yet it is amazing that with hours to go before the launch of this channel, that the coverage by entertainment and general press and the publicity effort by Merritt Street Media itself has been really substandard, really, really substandard. And one would think it wouldn't be. So anyway, that's where we stand with Merritt Street Media. I'd like to, for the rest of the program, I'd like to hear from you. If you've heard about Merritt Street Media, do you plan to launch? Do you plan to watch the programming? If so, why? If not, why not? And what do you think about this network? Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And we want you to know that the invitation still stands for somebody from Merritt Street Media to come on this program and talk about the launch and give us the whole scoop about where this network is going. So if anybody from Meritree Media is listening, we're ready. Let us know. We got two episodes we're doing the rest of this week, Wednesday and Friday, and we'll offer the invitation as long as we can. And I really hope that Meritree will take this advice. Do a press event. It doesn't have to be super splashy. Do a breakfast. Do a lunch. Do a press conference in New York. If you don't want to do one in a particular city, whether it's New York, L.A., or your home base in Dallas, Fort Worth, the Metroplex, do a Zoom call. Do an hour, 90-minute Zoom call and give the reporters the opportunity to ask questions and really get very clear about what this network is and is not all about. It's not much to ask for. It's also not much to ask for the press in general to cover this network. This is a very ambitious network that you don't enter it lightly. I'm sure Dr. Phil didn't enter it lightly, and neither did anybody else involved in there. By the way, many of the people who work on Dr. Phil, the syndicated show, and the doctors are joining or have joined McGraw in doing the network out of Dallas-Fort Worth. So evidently, they see something big in this, too. And I think, frankly, it is really unfortunate that the way this has been handled on both sides of the fence has really been substandard. It's time to really have this launch go, and it's time to cover this launch and where this network is going and how it will impact you out there and your taste buds for television. And again, let's hear from you. What do you think about Meritree? Do you plan to watch when it launches or after it launches? If so, why? If not, why not? Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04, by name. This is for the three episodes of Tomorrow Be Televised. We are doing this first full week of April. We have two more shows coming your way, one on Wednesday and one on Friday, same time, 3 p.m. New Pacific. Coming your way on Wednesday, our lead guest will be from the brand-new PBS miniseries that premieres that night, A Brief History of the Future, we will have writer-director Andrew Morgan. And on Friday, our lead guest will be the co-managing partners of the unscripted production house, I&E Entertainment, Mark Koops and Eric Day. They've recently launched a pair of new series. One is a new children's game show on Prime Video, has some Double Dare qualities to it. And the other is a new unique travelogue series on Roku. We'll speak with Mark, Eric, about what they're doing with these two programs and what's in the pipeline there at I&E Entertainment. So once again, Andrew Morgan, the writer-director of A Brief History of the Future, our lead guest on Wednesday. And then on Friday, I&E Entertainment co-managing partners Mark Koops and Eric Day. That's all coming your way, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, this Wednesday and Friday, exclusively here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Coming up, we will have our brand-new classic trivia question, 7 prizes in play. If you're first with the correct answer, and we have a bonus prize in play as well. We will get to all of that after we pause near the bottom of the hour for web identification. Oh, one more thing before we do the web ID. If you want more details about Meritree Media, go to www.meritreemedia.com. That's www.meritreemedia.com. Again, classic trivia question, newbie coming your way on this April Fool's Day 2024 after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Collectively reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. One of BTR's most popular entertainment shows comes your way tonight, the Key of the Unplugged show, one of its long-running hits. Tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Enjoy music, entertainment, whole much more. The Key of the Unplugged show, unplugging your way tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, best BTR 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to a little more of Tomorrow Be Televised on April Fool's Day 2024, a.k.a. April Uno, April 1st. Simon Abbott with you live and well in vivo from Nueva York, 54 degrees at the bottom of the hour. And before we leave you today, we want to give you our new classic trivia question. Also, we're still waiting to hear from those of you out there who may be tuning in to Meritree Media's launch tomorrow. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Let's hear from you. Either way, phone or chat room, as soon as you get involved, we get involved with you. All right, Time for our new classic trivia question of the week. For those of you just joining us, I'm going to give you the old one first. The answer that we had for the question over the last 2 weeks, which was how many actors played Martin Caine, Private Eye? That was the live NBC mystery drama series that ran from 1949 to 1954, one of NBC's biggest hits in the first decade of TV existence. The answer is four, and the four were played by William Gargan, Lloyd Nolan, Lee Tracy, Mark Stevens. Gargan was the star for the first two seasons. Everybody else had one season each, and Gargan reappeared when the program was revived in syndication under the title The New Adventures of Martin Caine. So now let's get into our new classic trivia question. Once again, we have seven prizes in play. They are just waiting to be won. We've got the free Uber card from AMC Networks, the free Redbox Movie Night card from Crackle Connect, the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar, Lifetime's Women in Rock CD with wonderful performances by the likes of Cyndi Lauper, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Bangles, the Pretenders, Pat Benatar, and more. And we've got the Chicago Greatest Hits CD with super songs like If You Leave Me Now, Feeling Stronger Every Day, and Saturday in the Park. And we've got two book prizes for you from USC Professor David Craig, Apocalypse Television, How the Day After, that's the ABC making movie made over 40 years ago, helped end the Cold War. And from Jeff Melvoin, the former writer and showrunner of the popular CBS series Zone Exposure, running the show, Television Inside. Both Melvoin and Craig were on our program last year. So all that can be yours if you know the answer to this question. And the question deals with one of the first great entrepreneurs of scripted television, Quinn Martin. For 20 years, from the 1960s to the 1980s, Quinn Martin was the entrepreneur of television. More often than not, he had hit shows on all three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. And here's the question. What was the first Quinn Martin television series? We're talking about the first TV series under the Quinn Martin Productions banner. What was the first Quinn Martin television series? It was on ABC in 1961. We can tell you it was not The Untouchables, which was a Desilu production, and it was not The Fugitive, which was one of his longest-running hits, four seasons on ABC. So what was the first Quinn Martin television series that premiered on ABC in 1961? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win those prizes. Now, if you have included, if your answer includes the star of that first Quinn Martin TV series, we're talking about the star of that first Quinn Martin TV series, you'll get that bonus prize. And that is The Deerfield Massacre. The Deerfield Massacre, that's the new best-selling book by James Swanson. He was our guest on this program a couple of weeks ago. He is the author of the bestseller Manhunt, which has become a very popular Apple TV Plus miniseries about the search for the person who assassinated Abraham Lincoln. So once again, the question, what was the first Quinn Martin television series? And for the bonus, the book by James Swanson, The Deerfield Massacre, who was the star of that series? By the way, you can catch episodes of that series on YouTube. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you get the answer to the, if you include the bonus answer in your answer, you get the bank bonus book prize. Remember to include your name and your mailing address in your answer so that you win. We get the prize out to you as soon as possible. If you're a previous winner of our classic trivia segments or a guest of this program, you're not eligible. And if we don't get a winner by the end today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning. That's Tuesday on Facebook or X or Twitter. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. One last time, here's the question. What was the first Quinn Martin Productions television series? And for the book bonus, who is the star of that series? The series premiered on 1961 on ABC. 1961 on ABC, and you can see episodes on YouTube. Know the answer? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And in order to win, you know what you got to do. Play in. Do so today. Don't be foolish. Be a winner today. And all the very best. So again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in today, and we will stay in touch with Merritt Street Media We will be following the launch tomorrow of that network. And again, we still will keep the invite open for somebody from Merritt Street to come on this program and talk about the launch and about the forming ambitions of this service. Again, it premieres tomorrow morning on broadcast stations affiliated with Trinity Broadcasting Network, the religious programmer, also on multicast channels, on cable systems, and on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Again, we'll be back with you with two more shows this week, first full week of April. Our next episode, less than 48 hours from now, on April 3rd, special Wednesday edition kicks off with the writer-director of the brand-new PBS miniseries, A Brief History of the Future, that premieres Wednesday night, Andrew Morgan. And on Friday, our lead guest will be from I&E Entertainment, the unscripted production company, co-managing partners Mark Koops and Eric Day. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, we are carried 24/7 on our special website from On Podium, tomorrowbetelevised.com. And we're also on 46 great podcast destinations such as Audible, Amazon Music, Acast, Odyssey, formerly CBS Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube Music, and so many, many more. And remember, we always love hearing from you. You make the show go. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're mailing from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia segment. And also, it's how you get involved in our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like that doesn't get enough attention? We want to give it that attention. In order to do that, let's hear from you. So tell us in your email the name of the program, how long it's been on, why you like it, why you think more people should know about it. If we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget 24/7. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and X or Twitter. Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UVC Simon TWBT. That's X or Twitter at UVC Simon TWBT. One more thing. I want to thank all of you that tuned into our program on Friday. We had an amazing Good Friday episode, a great two-hour show. We had the executive producers and co-showrunners of the new CW series, Sight Unseen, Karen and Nico Tupiskoy. We had Julia Court and Chris Schmidt, the co-executive of Nova, now in his 50th year on PBS. We had Ebony Rosen, the creator, co-star, and showrunner of Davy and Joni's Locker, now playing on Hulu. And from the Baxters on Prime Video, co-stars Ali Cochran and Macy McLean. We really enjoyed having all of them on the program, and I'm happy to tell you it was our second most listened to blog talk show of last month and also one of our top podcasts of last month as well on various sites. So thank all of you for tuning us in. If you like what we do, tell a friend. And if you're listening to us on podcasts, tune us in live. That way you get involved. You can phone in. You can call, use our chat room to speak with our guests. They really do appreciate it, and so do yours truly. Remember, we love hearing from you, so email me, find me on social media. However you communicate, I communicate back with you in 24 hours because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, and other carriers of this program. Eddie Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Soderberg is content executive. Website service by On Podium. Guitar Fakus is our web coordinator. Today's episode was brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. Remember, go wild today. Go to wearewild.com. It's wearewild.com. And when you use the promo code SIMONAPPLE, number 4, you get a discount 25% off your first order. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your April Uno, April Fool's Day, April 1, however you celebrate it. We'll be back on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. And don't forget, catch me on Wednesday morning on Sports News Wire. It is the Sports News Information Show on Sports Grid Network, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, devices, local now, Amazon Freebie, and other great multi-channel bundles. Whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe, make it great for you and others you love, and remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.